Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We are recording now. Today's stereotype is Sharia is too old. Sharia is too old. Okay. Sharia is too old. Now guess why people say that Sharia is too old? Why people are getting the impression that Sharia is too old? First example, you know what they mean by Sharia is too old? Huh?
They're saying like it's too old because it was abused like before, and now like we have more advanced things to kill people and punish them.
See what she said? She did answer it right. Because society's back then are different from today. There are changes. So you can't apply a law 1400 years ago. You can't apply today. So they say Sharia has been revealed 1400 years ago. And life now is very different from the life 1400 years ago. Therefore, we can't use the same laws to govern both time periods. Okay. Now, my question to you, are societies very different from each other? Societies, are they different from each other? Are they different from each other?
Yeah.
Or they have something in common?
They have a few things in common.
What do we have in common with 1400 years ago people?
There's people in the society.
Huh?
No.
What is?
Dumb.
I grew that. Thank you, Captain Obvious.
There's some values and ethics and rules that may apply to both societies.
MashaAllah. She answered, she gave you a perfect answer, which is there are rules. There are rules and things and human factors and moral values that are exist today as it existed before. So let's find out what do we have in common here. We have humans in both. For now and before, we have humans, right? Right? And those humans, let's say they men, and they get married to wives. So here is a relationship that doesn't change. Married relationships. So number one, humans are humans. Number one, humans are humans, right? Number two, you know why Allah tells us all these stories in the Quran? Because we are like the people in the story. Allah repeats the story because people that have these characteristics exist everywhere and exist at every time. You understand this? So we have two things we have in common. Then we have people here, people there. Humans here, humans there. And then we have, for every man, we have a wife. Now, wife 1400 years ago is similar to wife today. Is there any difference? No. It's wife.
But back then, it was like people used to have more than one wife, and now...
No, now people are sometimes in most places. Like, we're going to talk about multiple wives later.
But people,
yeah, exactly. You said people still do it, and which is true. So it's in common. It's something in common that we have about 14 years ago. So now, this man and woman will form... This husband and wife will form
a new family.
More family.
Yeah, we'll have children. And then the children, the husband and the wife. Okay? This is called family. So now there are family rules. Divorce. All these rules that comes out of marriage. Being fair to the wife, being fair to the husband being fair to the wife, and all these rules that come because of marriage. Now, after, then this family will have another family living by it, right? Huh? These two families, we have two families living by each other. Then this is what? What do we have in common here? Neighborhood, right? So we'll have neighborhoods. And we'll have conflicts between neighbors. Like fights between neighbors. Okay? It was 1400 years ago as it is today. Now, they trade both societies today and 14 years ago. Thank you very much. Yeah.
Oh, thank you.
I'm recording. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
So, those families or those individuals need to go to the market for trading, right? So, trading, here's the market. So, we have a market today and we have a market 1400 years ago. And this family, this community must have a leader. This community must have a leader. Here comes politics. Politics. Ah, you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You have politics 1400 years ago. Everything. Now, so now all of these things are in common. Common. Not to mention even not to mention moral values, right? Killing 1400 years ago is as bad as killing today.
Now.
Today.
No, no.
Oh, yeah, somebody.
No, it's worse now.
But it's still common. Like,
yeah.
This is a common thing that exists in both societies.
Punishments are different, though.
Punishments are different, but the actual crime of killing, the idea of crime. Now, how about the other moral values? Would stealing be something good? No. Is it as good? Is it good in the past? No. Is it good today? No. Okay? So, do you see now how things, we are not so different from the societies 1400 years ago? And we, if we are not any different, then the same rules can be applied to us as it was applied to the people before us. So, we got this point. This point is, total summary, we have a lot in common with the 1400-year-old societies. Okay. So what are the variable things? Give me an example of a variable thing that we are doing it different than the people 1400 years ago, yes? Sharia does not change punishment from today versus 1400 years ago. It's an eye for an eye. Actually, it's not only Sharia, Bible, and the Torah also. An eye for an eye.
A tooth for a tooth.
A tooth for a tooth.
A life for a life.
A life for a life.
A life for a life.
So we need police, right?
Yeah.
We need police. You see? We need police. That's common between us and the 1400 years ago. We need police. And we need jails, prisons, to look up the bad guys. And we need a judge. And we need a court. Is that any different than 1400 years ago? Huh? Give me an example of something that's different. Something that's different, Dima. Give me an example of something that was different. 1400 years ago.
There was slavery.
Yeah. Still
slavery?
Today.
What?
Still today, there are slippers.
No.
Not as widely spread, but it still exists.
It does?
Yeah.
What?
Whipping? Slavery?
Yeah.
Slavery? Yeah.
Technology is different.
No.
Technology is different. Here we go. Technology is different. Science, our body of knowledge in science is different. You got it? Give me another.
What?
She said technology is different, which is right. What else?
Knowledge is different.
Technology.
Knowledge.
Knowledge is different.
We have discovered more things.
What we have discovered more things.
All things.
That's right. All these things are right.
I'm on a roll, guys.
So, let me give you a simple example. use of cash versus use of checks.
Yeah.
Now, in the past, we had to pay cash. But now, we can pay using checks, right? By the way, do you know the word check are coming from what? From the Arabic word suck. Suck. Check. Suck. So, suck is a check. So the first ones, that the first civilization that had the idea of checks were the Muslim societies. They had this idea of banking and checks. But anyway, at the beginning, there was only cash. Only cash is accepted. Okay. What can, do you have any society? Do you have any society that doesn't have?
What?
Do you have any society? Do you have any societies?
That doesn't have
a law?
No.
Do you have any societies that doesn't have a law?
No.
So, how many kinds of laws we have?
Two kinds of laws.
The first one is?
Natural. No, that's.
Yes. Okay, but that's a different. But that's in a different subject. What I meant is that.
I'm talking about equal.
Let me make it clear. There are two laws. Man-made laws and God-made laws. So if you go ahead, yes. Okay, there is God-made laws and there is man-made laws. If you turn your back and reject the man, the God's law, then what is the alternative?
Man-made
laws. Do you get this point? Can you repeat it? Someone can repeat it.
Okay, so if you break God's laws, like God-made law, then the alternative is man-made law.
Exactly. It's either or. So now, then the question is, what's wrong with man-made laws?
They're not
reliable.
Like, I don't know how to
explain
that.
They're not reliable, basically.
It's not working.
Okay, if I would say something about, there's a lot to say, but if I say something, is that man-made law is designed to give advantage to specific kind of people. For example, capitalism is designed to give...
Capitalism?
Capitalism.
Oh.
Capitalism?
Capitalism is designed to give... it's designed to the favor of people who have capital. So capitalism, okay, is designed to give people... To favor people who have the capital. Okay. Now let me pick two examples to show you that things in the past and understand them to show you that things in the past is the same as today. What are in the market? What are the three most horrible things in the market? No, even the market, doing business in the market.
Money.
Number one, I would say number one, cheating. Cheating? Yeah. So this is the first problem, is cheating. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Okay. So... cheating is, do we have cheating today?
Mm-hmm.
Did we have cheating 1400 years ago?
Yes.
Did we have cheating? Do we have kinds of cheating?
Even dinosaurs cheated.
not that far away. Okay.
No, we have.
What else? What else is a common problem, or like between, what else is a problem with respect to the marketplace? Huh? Yeah, lying and cheating. Another thing?
Deceiving.
It's the same. Okay, let me help you out. Monopoly.
Monopoly.
I have all the Monopoly money, so I'm like practically rich.
Monopoly. This is haram, and I think in the United States, Monopoly is also illegal.
Huh? Why?
Why?
That's a fun game.
Yeah, Monopoly is
like
the best game.
No, I'm not talking about the game.
Oh.
It's like you owe me $50.
I'm talking about people, let's say, for example...
I thought you were talking about the game.
No.
What were you guys saying?
Oh my God.
Give me an example.
Oh my God.
Give me an example of Monopoly. Like,
so
what do you mean?
Monopoly.
Monopoly?
It's like, something like that.
Yeah, like the game. Like the legit meaning that it
has. No. Huh? Who knows? Who can give me an example of Monopoly in the marketplace?
Monopoly?
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah.
Monopoly.
Okay, go ahead. No.
Betting.
No.
Auction.
No.
Like,
I'll give you an example of Monopoly.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Debt.
Loaning.
Loans and debt.
No, not loans and debt. That's a third thing. Monopoly means what? If we have shortage in rice, okay? And there is a guy who's going to hide the rice, okay? And so that the price of rice will increase. And then when it's increased, he starts selling the rice for very expensive price. You understand now? Can anybody repeat what I said or explain it?
No, not.
Huh?
Like, you're cheating them.
Listen.
If you have, like, the same thing you just said?
Or something like it.
Because you're manipulating. Oh, like.
What if you didn't plan it?
Huh?
What if you didn't plan it?
No, it's a plan. It's intended. And I have seen it. I have seen it when there was a shortage. There is a shortage of bread, okay?
Bread?
Yes. In Egypt, there was a shortage of bread.
Okay. What
Egyptians
need their bread.
Oh, yeah,
they do.
Oh, what if there was, like, a shortage of water, right?
What did you guys explain?
Yes. Yes. If I... There was a shortage of bread.
Using iPods in class.
With a shortage in bread, so... The bad, greedy guys in the market, shortage in bread, the bad, greedy guys in the market will do what? Huh?
Steal.
No, will hide the bread that they have. They hide it.
Oh, yeah, they'll be selfish and keep it to themselves.
No, they keep it. Okay, they keep it. They hide it. Hold on. So the prices will go what?
Higher.
I got you.
Higher. When the price becomes higher... When the price becomes higher, then they sell it. Can anybody repeat the same thought?
Yes.
When they keep it for themselves,
the prices go higher and they sell it for a higher price. Yes. If there's a shortage in an item, can I do monopoly on something available for everybody? No.
No.
The monopoly, which is haram, is that you hide the thing that you have until the price goes up. And when the price goes up, you start selling. Okay, who can?
Oh, did you?
Not repeat. Did anybody? Did you all get it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I understood it like 100%.
Then tell me what happened.
Now, the laws, I think, in the United States is against monopoly. Every time Microsoft grows beyond the allowable limit, they divide it.
Yeah.
They break it down. And... they break it down into two. If one of them grows up more than what's permissible, they break it down into four, and so forth. Okay. Now, what is the third bad thing in the market? Haram thing in the market, huh? Huh? Loans? Is it all loans or specific loans? Okay. Usury, riba. Did you ever hear about riba?
Riba, yeah.
Yes. What is riba? Huh?
It's like everywhere.
No, what is riba?
Isn't it bribery or something?
Huh? No, riba is not bribery. Riba is related to loan.
Oh, loans and debt.
Never heard of that name.
I
color.
Okay, you can use this. After you finish this. So, usury or riba. Now, give me an example of usury or riba. Give me an example.
Of loans?
Of riba. Not any loans, riba loans.
Riba loans are no good loans because they never pay them back.
Okay. The riba is? The riba
cheating
is?
Loans.
Interest?
If I have money, if I have money, and you don't have money,
oh, then you
and you come borrow.
I told you to steal.
Christmas broken. She has 50 cents.
Make the I can buy a bag of chips.
Pretty much, riba does have nothing to do with love, but it's pretty much money with interest. You guys know what interest is?
Interest is yeah.
Of course, you guys know what interest is. You'll have your own bank accounts in what, 3 years?
Oh, that interest.
Yeah, you already have to be like the day you're born. Yeah. No.
Let me tell you an example.
I made a bank account for you.
Let me tell you about an example of Dima. Can I get you over there?
Yeah, Dima.
Yeah,
commentary unneeded.
They always move me.
That's what makes
sense.
Guys. It would be very difficult for me to teach you guys if you all talk like this.
Sorry.
Give me an example. Give me an example of riba. Huh?
Taking a big loan.
So you take out a loan like for college or something, or you're paying off your house. You buy a house, and then you have to like take out a loan and like all the mortgage and stuff.
Okay.
Oh, I have one. So if you get a loan of money,
Josh.
Or not.
Riba is?
Money.
Riba is?
I know
when
riba.
I loan you $100 and ask you to return $110. Do you see? In 1 year. Gals, you're really giving me a hard time. Gals, girls, please. Riba is when I give you $100 in loan, and in 1 year I ask you what? Okay, if I can't pay them, then I ask you for
interest.
If it's 10%, then I ask you for 125. If you can't pay them, then I ask you for 150. If you can't pay them, I keep increasing.
Oh, right. Oh, after a month, so your deadline would. Let's just say November 31st to pay this amount. But if you can't pay it by November 21st, sure, I'll give you another month, but you're required to pay $15 extra on the top of your original amount. And then I'll give you a month, and then that'll be $150. You need to build more and more and more money, except for it's not by this little amount. It'll be something like $1,000, and if you, okay, you can't give me $1,000 by this month, I'll give you another month, but I'll double it, $2,000. How... If you weren't able to get $1,000 in a month, how are you going to get $2,000?
This is why you don't.
This is haram.
It's like drama movies.
This is haram, but yes, it is.
That's haram?
And this is how... It's, it's haram to invest in this, to be the one to demand 10 more like dollars, but it's also haram to be the one
to charge it.
Yes. So you can't be on either end of the deal. Okay? Make sense?
Yeah,
makes sense.
So that means that
you
are
can't be allowed to get a normal loan where it's like, oh, $1,000 by a month. If you can't pay them, maybe there'll be a fee as long as the deadline is reasonable and like the fee is, it kind of
reasonable.
Yeah,
that's also reasonable. Okay.
Okay, so now let's look at different. Now riba. Riba is as bad as it is today and bad as in the old days. Okay? So now let's try to see, to look at other religions or other ways of life. Let's look at capitalism. Capitalism is built on selfishness and greed. Can
you guys
know
what capitalism is, first of all?
No.
Raise your hand if you do know it.
I forgot.
Okay, find it for the class. Please and thank you.
Me?
Yeah.
I don't remember. Like, I remember. Isn't it basically when. Oh, I know the economy.
The people who own the capital have. The capitalism favors the people who own the capital.
Yeah.
So it is designed to favor the people who own the capital. Now, capitalism is based on selfishness and greed. Capitalism is what? Built on what? Selfish and greed. How? Let's. Girls, please. Please, enough. Capitalism is built on selfishness and greed. Okay? Can I give you examples of capitalism?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let's say there is a lot of rice. That the rice in the market, people planted a lot of rice. Okay? If we have a lot of rice, the price will go what?
Down.
So in order to keep the price up,
there has to be demand.
The Department of Agriculture here will buy the rice from the people, the farmers, and then they would throw it into the ocean.
What?
What?
Why would they do that?
Oh, there's actually a diamond. So you know how diamonds really, really expensive? The thing is that diamond is actually very plentiful on Earth, but people who sell diamond, they have all like clustered and they've made an agreement that they will take diamond and they will purposely put it in like some vault. I think it's somewhere in the Middle East, and they'll put it there, and so they'll let the diamond trickle out to the actual world slowly so that they don't have a moment where diamond is really cheap, because then everybody's going to want to buy it, and then they're going to have to like replenish that diamond, and then but everybody's going to already have diamond, and nobody's going to buy it for the actual expensive price.
This is an example of the diamond. But
so they want...
But the problem is, if it's wheat, if it's rice, and it's being thrown in the ocean, this is a waste. Why? Because the earth... Because there is enough food in the planet to feed everybody. When you take part of the production and plant and throw it away, it means that some people and societies are going to suffer shortage of rice and shortage of wheat. Can you give me an example of the same thing that happens in supermarkets? Yes, and like Safeway, for example.
So like when they don't have enough like, limes, they charge more.
No, actually, if you go at the end of the day, you will see, you go back to the store, you see in the trash a lot of cookies, a lot of candy, a lot of cakes, you name it.
Why?
They throw it away because
your parents permission. Feel free. There's this Last Week Tonight show on food because there's like 50% of food in restaurants are thrown away. Did we take a picture of that?
No.
You didn't take a picture?
No.
Oh my god.
Anyway, just let me use
Yelena,
can you take a picture of this? Take a picture. Take a picture of this side, whatever remains.
Oh. Well, whoever wrote that part down.
Hello?
Nobody did.
Okay.
Escucha.
I lost my track. Oh, yeah, supermarkets. If you go to the back of the supermarkets, you will see they throw away food and cakes. And why do they do that? Think about it. Why?
It's expired.
They don't want to offer a lower price. Like for example, if they are kind, then they drop the price on cakes and cookies and things like that. They drop the price and let people buy it at reduced price. This is the kind way. More than one picture, maybe.
I did. All of them.
So supermarkets don't want. Do you know how many tons of food are wasted every day in Las Vegas?
No.
Nope. 200 tons of food is thrown away from the open buffets in Las Vegas every day.
What, they should keep
200 tons.
It's a buffet.
Yeah, buffets. Many of them are buffet.
Yeah, yeah, I know.
Now,
so why would they throw away food?
Why why Safeway, for example, is not selling the old stuff or like
Safeway does that at lower price.
No, it's Safeway.
Sometimes.
But when cookies and cakes and stuff, they reduce the prices.
Well, either way, Walmart is a big enough corporation to get profits elsewhere to pay for that things that are reducing for. So you'll see like cupcakes, maybe they're having this promotion, they'll sell it for a dollar because they're trying to get whatever they can from it.
Yeah, but even that is better for the world.
Yeah, it's heavy, you know, then throwing it away to us, but to the greedy people out there who are like, it's either we get it all or we get nothing, because people are going to buy these cupcakes instead of the actual ones. We're just going to throw it away.
Okay, so basically the bottom line is they want to keep the price up. So they don't want to sell it for it to you. If you can get it for a lower price, it goes down. They don't want the price to go down. They want to keep the price. So they are not selling it for less than this price. Go ahead.
Oh, it's because like, if you go to like a place where you can buy like a smoothie or something, even if like the cup is like this full, right? That's exactly like, I don't know, 20 ounce, right? This full out of the whole cup. And if there's still stuff in the blender, then we'll give it to you because then you have to pay for it.
Right. You see, they throw it away.
Oh, McDonald's?
They throw it away rather than reducing. This is one side, that's one wrong thing in capitalism. The other, or these are two wrong things about capitalism. The third wrong about capitalism is that the laws are changing with time and place. Did I give you this example of Lake Tahoe before?
Yeah. Lake Tahoe?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
The one that's in California and Nevada and yada, yada, yada.
Yeah.
No.
No.
I don't think I've ever heard of that place before. I don't think I've ever heard of that place.
Oh. That's like saying you are not here.
Quiet. The lake. Shh.
Can you go to sleep?
Yes, go ahead.
So tired.
Just don't snore.
I already have pictures of both you guys.
Hey, pay attention. You don't have to snore. You're
not
going to snore.
I'm going to file a lawsuit.
At least we're listening.
Okay, guys.
Yes. Shush, people.
So the thing about California and Nevada, it's the other way
around. Turn around.
Lena is going to explain it.
So who makes Lake Tahoe and splits it in half?
Lord, duh.
No, it's the people.
When you talk, you're confusing me.
Beautiful picture of Nevada and California. Yeah.
Looks like a boot, right?
Looks like a sock.
So, what? Obviously, it's not that large, but there's legitimately a street in Lake Tahoe where half of it half of it belongs to California, and there's no gambling allowed in California.
Yeah, I know.
And then the other half, there's casinos and stuff. And
yeah,
so, if you ever want. So you can live on one half of Lake Tahoe, and then whenever you want to gamble, you just cross the street. And it's ridiculous, because how absurd is that?
Well, you're not allowed to gamble. Nevada's all about that gambling.
Not only gambling.
You're not allowed to gamble in California.
Not only gambling, but also prostitution.
No. Why are the casinos in California?
Gambling and prostitution. Are halal in Nevada, haram in California. Why is that? Why is that?
Because people in California.
Because California economy is depending on what? Agriculture? Yes, farming, agriculture, manufacturing.
And Nevada depends on casinos and stuff?
Exactly.
Yeah,
Nevada
I never knew
depends
that.
On the new,
Nevada has Las Vegas. Do you not think that that's a huge part of their economy? That
yeah,
has millions
Las Vegas
of.
Do they
all
get their money
casinos
from all
I've
casinos?
Been there. Everywhere you look, there would be a casino.
Yeah,
even hotels. There's a casino and a hotel.
And there's also a
bus. In Las Vegas, I went to Safe Mart, right? Because like we needed to grab milk or something for our hotel because there weren't any milk. And then there was like slots and stuff in the supermarket, like Safe.
In the supermarket?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's because
there was a counter and then there's like slots.
They're so dependent on this gambling for their economy. Do you want, is this quick? Go ahead.
Like in Nevada, like the hotel rooms, like the one that we stayed in, it had like
the last floor,
like the top part, but then there was like an extra room for like a whole casino. So like half the building belonged to the casino.
And
the
so
hotel I went to had like
entire,
a casino downstairs, the gambling there,
because it's millions of people. This is keeping Nevada up, but it's messed up because they're making their people suffer in order for the government to stay stable.
So, basically, the economy of California is based on agriculture and manufacturing. The economy of Nevada is based on the entertainment industry. So gambling and prostitution are allowed in Nevada, but they are not allowed in California.
So the California is the one working hard, while
Nina,
Nevada is the one just playing around.
This question.
What's prostitution? Basically, I didn't go hear this nasty stuff.
So, two.
You have to talk to the whole class.
Okay, so prostitution, whether or not you know, is pretty much when a woman decides to do.
Sell off her body.
Pretty much.
So, like, she lets men
for money,
do whatever.
For money. For a lot of money.
In.
For, like,
and they, if you ever happen to go to Las Vegas, you see a lot of flyers about flyers who have girls selling their bodies and saying, call this number, we can have more fun and all this crap. Girls, please, please. Girls, please. I want to give you an example.
I
want
to. I need to listen.
Be quiet.
Shush, people.
I want to take example, the last example, about the riba. Okay. If this is, if this equation that we put here, did the...
I wrote it over there, because it
doesn't make sense. Okay. The equation that says that $100 plus 1 year equals to $110. Right? So, is the original amount a year ago equal to the amount today? No. The value of the money, okay, is decreasing. Why the value of the money is decreasing? Because you $100 today became $110. This is called what?
Interest.
Yes, or usury, riba. This is called riba. Okay? So the riba here is, how much is the riba? How much is the riba in this equation?
Raise your hands and participate.
$10?
$10.
$10, that's right. That's the kind of... Then, what is the correct alternative that Islam is proposing? What is the correct Islam is proposing? Islam is proposing $100 plus work equals $110. I need a smart girl to tell me what's the difference.
$10.
Huh?
Work equals $10.
You work to gain more.
Exactly. The first one produces... The first one produces inflation. Why? Because with time, the 100 becomes... The value of 100 and becomes...
110.
The values of 110 becomes the values of the $100 a year ago. So that's inflation. Now, what is happening here? Work... The work is...
Inflation is...
Yeah. No, yes, inflation on the value of the dollar changes. The correct equation, Islamic equation, it says that the $10 extra comes from work, not time. Do you understand this concept? Can you explain it, Yanina?
So with
the equation of Reba, which is $100 plus 1 year equals to 110. So the 10 here came from time. So that extra 10 comes because of time. So that causes inflation.
My dad here is an engineer. How many of you guys actually understand that equation?
No,
you guys don't.
Raise your hand if you don't understand.
So what he's pretty much saying is that with time, time shouldn't be the main substance that makes your product be more expensive. It should be worth. It should be out of no work, no gain, you know? But this completely goes against that moral, I guess. And so it makes people be able to sit on their butts all day for like 2 months and still get money.
Paid the $110.
Okay. If I loan you, you are the recipient of the loan. Okay, you are the ones who owe me money. So I give you 100, and after 1 year, I take 110. Okay? That $10 came because of the 1 year. Mm-hmm. So that's inflation. But in the other equation, okay, you give me $100, okay, and I work, I produce work, and then give them back to you 110, okay? Why is this different? It's because it generates, the $10 come from work. Doesn't come from time. You understand the equation? The $10 came from what?
Work.
So didn't come from time.
10 extra dollars would be haram because it wasn't yours to take.
Yes.
Yeah. Nothing to deserve them. Let's just say that. Simplest way to put it.
Yeah. Somebody loans you 100 to do the project and then he gains the... So the alternative... Do you understand this so far?
Yes, they say nods your head.
Right. Yeah.
Great.
Do you know also what riba is? Riba is to buy money with money. Look here.
I thought riba was interest.
Riba is interest, but we're explaining why it's so haram. Because, first of all, you did nothing to deserve that 10 extra dollars if you are the one giving out the loan. Second of all, what you're pretty, like my dad is about to point out, you're pretty much, when you're requiring that of someone, they're paying you you're paying them $100 just so that later they can pay you $110. So, even though the value should be $1 to a dollar, it doesn't work that way. Therefore, that system is injustice. It's not that fair.
Let me tell you about buying money with money. Here I am buying $100 today for 110 in the future. You understand? I am buying a loan. Do you understand buying a loan is what? You are buying $100 today for 110 in the future. So this is selling money with
money.
Money with money. You're buying money and you're paying it back with the interest. Do you understand? Prophet Muhammad said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, don't buy something with its equivalent. So don't buy dates for dates. Don't buy wheat for wheat. Don't buy rice for rice, which is usually how it happens. I have a bad rice. You have a good rice. So we make a deal. I give you 2 pounds of good rice, and I take from you 4 pounds of bad rice. This is riba. Okay?
Yeah, then why would you want the bad rice?
Yeah, isn't
all
right.
It's a larger quantity.
Oh, so I give you quantity?
Yes, I give you
quality.
Four, I give you two good, I give you 2 pounds
of good rice.
2 tons of good rice in exchange of 4 tons. So what happens? How can we fix that? What's the right way of doing it? The right way of doing it is that I sell my 4 tons, and then I buy the 2 tons. I sell my 4 tons of bad money, and I buy...
So bad rice. So you're pretty much selling it to a third party, getting money, and then using that money, you would give the amount that the good rice is for. So therefore, it's you're making the switch a little bit more extended, but at the same time, it'll make sense. So people aren't like, oh, well, you owe me another 2 ounces of bad rice because this is really, really good rice. Well, let's see how much you sell it for.
So you understand? Can I trade two bad cars for one good car?
No.
No. So what is the solution then? What is the solution? Solution is that... Solution is that you sell the two bad cars in the market, you take the money, and you buy the good car. Now, what's the difference here? Why this is halal, okay, and the other one is haram?
Put in effort to sell the cars.
MashaAllah. Perfect answer. Huh?
Put in effort.
The effort, which is what?
Work.
Work. You understand? You sold, you went to the market, you went to the market and you made work. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So now, here, this side of the class.
Mm-hmm.
Can I buy a diamond, 2 pieces of diamond, with 1 big piece of diamond?
Yes.
Too small for 1 big.
No.
No.
Why
if it
not?
Equals the same amount.
It is exactly. It is the same kind. So what is the right then to do? What's the correct thing
trade
to do?
Trade it.
It's money.
Trade, yeah.
No,
wait,
sell
something else.
Sell the 2 small diamonds, pieces of my diamonds, and get the money to buy what?
The big one.
The big
okay.
one. Mm-hmm. What's the difference? She said it. What's the difference?
Work.
Work.
Effort.
Effort or work. Do you understand? So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Do not trade something with its like." Do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
Do not buy something with its equivalent or its equal.
Can you just trade?
Huh?
No, because even though it's a roundabout way to do it, then you won't have any arguments on how much which one's worth.
If you really want to get away from this riba thing, is by being a partner. To partner with the ones who need the money. And so we are partners, and I make money from the partners, from the partnership. That's the right way of doing it. Okay?
Partnership.
I know.
Partnership.
Partnership.
Okay. Just a second. There's another way. For example, if you're buying a car. There's another way if you're buying a car. Some dealers offer cars with 0%. Some dealers offer cars with 0%. That's good. That's not riba. But others offer cars with 1% riba. Now, the way that should have been done is that the bank will buy the money, the car, and give it to me. So now I am buying a car for money. I'm buying what? A car for money, not a money for money. So, Lena is the bank. Lena is the bank. Okay?
You guys want money? Got tons of it.
Lena is the bank.
Okay.
So, do I go to Lena and buy $100 now for $110 in the future?
No.
No. I ask Lena to buy the car for me, and I buy it from Lena. You got it? You see the effort of selling and buying? Got it?
Yeah.
All right. Assalamu alaikum.
Guys, two things. Watch this video. This video is... That's an amazing video. It's only probably like 10 minutes. Watch it on 1.5 speed if you like. And also get more sleep.